Wind turbines have gotten bigger and bigger over the years, making them more efficient. But it's expensive to scale them up. What's more, the very wind that turbines use to harness energy can take a toll over time. Neil Fine believes he has a solution to that problem. Fine is founder of Aquanis, a startup in North Kingstown.
What we want to do is add a technology to the blades that give the blades a smoother ride in unsteady winds.
Some manufacturers have been developing movable flaps to attach to turbines, flaps like the ones airplanes use to stay stable during flights. But moving pieces come with their own challenges. It's why Fine has designed a flat rectangular device that can be attached to wind blades and programmed to help them react instantly to changes in the wind, like virtual flaps, so to speak.
So we are doing some wind tunnel testing at the University of Notre Dame. Once that data is collected and looks promising, then we will do a full-scale demonstration on a large wind turbine.
The National Science Foundation awarded Aquanis about $225,000 to support Fine's lab and wind tunnel testing. Fine thinks his technology will leapfrog ahead of others because it has no moving parts and doesn't require manufacturers to change how they're making wind turbines. In Rhode Island, the Slater Technology Fund was an early supporter of this project. Managing Director Thorne Sparkman.
The NSF grants are terrific because they're peer-reviewed and they support the best technology out there. So it's nice to see that the technologists at the National Science Foundation agreed with the promise that both the Slater Fund and Neil saw in this technology.
Sparkman says the Slater Tech grant, combined with NSF money, will add the momentum Aquanis needs to tackle a big challenge in the wind energy industry. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.